This is Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt with my back up against the wall. Now I've written over $140 million in personal annuity production since 2008. It's time to help you do the same. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and am actively in the field every single week protecting people's retirement just like you. If you feel like you've hit a brick wall in your business, then you've come to the right place. Put these tips into practice and your business has potential for massive growth. If you're ready, grab your notebook and buckle up. It's time to go to school with the Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, I am Chad Owen. I am the Annuity Sales Coach. I actually am out in the field just like you guys, running appointments just like you guys, and today we have an awesome question that I get actually quite often from agents, and I've had it come up a few times as an actual agent myself from clients. But man, has it been a great month. Generally, you know, you look at summertime and summertime's a little slower for most people. It is not. I did well over $1.5 million this month, maybe even a little bit more. I haven't finalized my numbers, but that puts me over, I believe, $8.5 million for the year so far, which is not too bad for the middle of the year. And I am looking forward to just knocking it out of the park in the fall. Generally, our falls are kind of where we pick up most of our business. But I can tell you this because I run appointments just like you guys do, as you know, and many of you I actually know personally, and I love helping you increase your business and do better and better. So today's question is, what do you do when someone says, I only work with people that have an office? That is a really good question. So I'm going to broaden that out to, how do you overcome objections on where to meet? Because there's some people that don't like the office. There's some people that want to meet in a restaurant. There's some people that want to meet at their home. There's all sorts of places we can actually meet. And believe it or not, I have actually done an appointment on the tailgate of my truck one time at a guy's job site. And it was a very successful appointment. I actually helped him. So there is no real, I would say, absolute set standard on where or what or how or when we can actually do an appointment. It's got to cater to who you are and how you do it. Obviously, if you don't have a pickup truck, you can't be doing an appointment on the tailgate of a pickup truck. But I remember even one time I had an appointment inside the cab of my truck. The gentleman just happened to be at a passing where we could meet, and we ended up meeting right inside of my truck. That's a very, very rare circumstance. Most of the time, most people are either meeting in a restaurant or they're meeting at their office or they're meeting at someone's home. But here's what I want to tell you. This is just my personal belief. Whether you have an office or you're a road warrior, it doesn't matter. That has to be catered to who you are and what your style of business is. I have a very large range. I have a 125-mile radius as the crow flies, so it usually comes out sometimes up to 170 miles away. And I can't have an actual office because with my radio shows and actually the range I have my internet leads, I just have chosen to have that 125-mile, 150-mile radius. And part of it is because the amount of volume I need to do in the territory I am, I have to go out that far. And I want to express that to you guys. Don't be limited into the range. I mean, obviously, it's got to make sense for you. I had one gentleman one time that was driving 4.5 hours away for appointments. Well, that's really difficult if you're trying to get to your local leads first. In other words, this gentleman had more than enough leads, but he was still driving 4.5 hours. And I said, don't do that. I said, bring your lead range in and get to all of your leads closer. And I understand trying to get the ones that will answer the phone, but you know what? If we're driving 4 hours one direction, man, that's at least a 10-hour day. So just on one appointment. So I'd recommend, you know, generally not doing that. But if you don't have enough leads, Man, I'll go as far as I need to go. I mean, I remember one time my longest day ever was actually 23 hours. Now, granted, this was with an existing client, but they had moved a good 9 hours, 10 hours away. So I actually drove up there. I left at 3 o'clock in the morning, drove up to where they were, and I didn't fly because it was a very remote area, not an easily accessible airport. But I drove up to where they were, left at 3 o'clock in the morning, had the appointment. And by the way, it was a very challenging appointment. It wasn't worth it. The husband was kind of a jerk, but you know what? We never know what our appointments are going to be like. But I ended up getting back at 2 o'clock in the morning the following day. So it was a very long day, but for the most part, all of us either meet in an office or we actually will meet at someone's home. But their question is, what do you do when they only want to meet in an office, or they'll only meet with someone if they have an office? Because even you don't necessarily have to have an office. You could do one of those renting offices, which I've seen people do. They may have multiple cities and you can actually rent offices in different places. But here's what I'd recommend. Generally, when someone's having a question like or a statement like, I only meet with people in the office, generally what happened is you didn't set a standard when you first spoke to them on the phone. In other words, they didn't get an impression that you were an expert in what you do and you go to them. So an example, I say, if somebody says, oh, do you have an office? I'll say something like, you know what? I work for you. You don't work for me. So what I choose to do is actually come out to your place and your environment where you feel the most comfortable. Now, once again, if you have an office, you can say, you know what? I love having a place where you can come in. You can feel comfortable. I have comfy chairs, whatever it is. You create the environment or the standard from, I would say even an image. And I don't really necessarily like that term, but we all try and have an image. In other words, as I'm talking to you on this podcast, you may not know what I look like, but by the sound of my voice, you are already perceiving an image or getting an image, projecting an image of who I am, what I look like. And it's funny because I've met so many people at times where I hear their voice and I'm thinking they're going to look one way. And then I see them and go, whoa, I did not expect them to look like that. Excuse me. So when we're talking, we want to make sure we're portraying an image. And when we do that, it comes across in our confidence. But here's places I think you should meet. I'm going to give you an example of where I think you should meet, and I'm going to give you an example where I think you shouldn't meet. And here's why. So where to meet? This is why I meet at these areas. Office, so your office, their office, a home, a library where they have a meeting room, not out in the open, not at a table in the library. I've only done that a couple times where there's a table in the library back in the corner. But a library, generally they'll have meeting rooms and you can use those. A hotel meeting room, I've done that a couple times. A hotel lobby, I've done that a couple times. But generally I'm looking for a place where it's quiet and we don't get interrupted. Where I won't meet, and maybe in 14 years, I've done it a couple times, but I won't meet at coffee shops or restaurants. And here's why. So we talk about the office, the home, the library, the hotel. That's a controlled environment. We are the ones that dictate what the environment's like in there. So it's quiet. We can be focused. We don't have a bunch of distractions. We don't have other people listening. And then the coffee shop or the restaurant, you always have someone, hey, can I get you anything else? Or you have people right next to you. So I say, because of client confidentiality, I want to make sure we're in an environment where nobody else can hear your information. I'm a safety person by nature. I'm a protection person by nature. So I want to make sure nobody gets your information while listening to us. As you can imagine, it's funny how long people's necks get and how quiet they'll get when they start to hear someone talk about $100,000, $200,000, $500,000. I don't think you really want someone hearing that type of information in following you home. You never know. I mean, you got to be so cautious nowadays, and you want to make sure that your clients are protected. So I say that's why don't meet in public places. But once again, a hotel meeting room, a library, their office, even if they say, I want to meet at their office, they'll say, hey, you know what? Can you come down to my place? And I say, yes, that's not a problem. But I want to make sure your office is in a place where nobody else can hear your information. They don't need to hear how much money you have. They don't need to hear your private information. Oh, yes, that's fine. Not a problem. I have an office that I can close the door on. If it's a place where they have cubicles, ask if they have a meeting room. You know, you want to protect, because once again, from the beginning, what's the purpose of this? Number one, you're not getting distracted when you're in the appointment. Number two, you are portraying yourself, which I hope you actually are, as a safety person, as a protection person, as someone who's looking out for their best interests, as someone who's watching out for them. That's the image. So once again, if you say something like that, they're not going to care if you have an office or not, because you're already looking out for them from the beginning. So when we're talking about this, I can recall only probably one or two times ever where someone just refused to meet with me because I didn't have a physical office. Now, I actually get that. In today's, let's just say, setting or challenges that our clients have, there's so many people that have been burnt, it's hard to be able to trust someone that they don't have a physical location. But I could say, you know what, Bear Stearns had a physical location and now their entire buildings are gone. So, you know, you can look at companies over the years that were and now are not, and they did have a physical location. So to me, I also say this is why I provide you with my personal cell phone number. Find another radio host that actually gives you their cell phone number. It's not that common. And I generally am saying this for a radio host, but the reality is this works for anybody. You know, when they hear you on the radio, they're already going to perceive you as someone as an expert. You're already going to kind of have a celebrity status. So when someone finds out I'm actually going to their home, they'll say something like, wow, you're actually coming out to my place? How do I say this? It's like they're going, wow, you're actually taking the time to come see me. You're taking the time as a radio host to go all the way out here and meet at my home. And then if you're a published author, then it's even more, because now you're a radio host and an author coming out to their place. This is why also I would recommend getting an internet presence. In other words, make sure on your email signature, you state who you are and what you are and what you do. I even recommend having a picture. Make sure you have on your voicemail who you actually are, not just a generic robo type voicemail. It doesn't do any good for you. It's going to make people not have that trust. So when they call you back or something and go, wait a second, this guy doesn't even have a legit email. They don't even have a real voicemail. And now they're meeting me in my home. They don't even have a physical office. You can see from those things, they're building that case against you, which rightfully so, you've set them up to do that. Why would they want you to come out and meet with them if they don't even know who you are and they can't check who you are? So this is where I also make sure with my particular IMO, BGA I have, they allow published articles, so I can go and write articles and I can make it like, okay, I'm an author on annuity.com. I can end up sending out it's usually bi-weekly emails for information about retirement. I mean, I'm building this image that I'm a trustworthy person. I'm an expert in what I do. So when I break it down to this type of objection, like I said, in 14 years, I can count maybe a handful of times. I can think of two or three right off the top. But other than that, it's just not a problem, because when I'm on the phone, generally, if you're going to have these type of problems, now, not everybody's going to have that big, bold voice. You know, my mentor, Bill Broach, he has a softer voice, but man, he sounds like a grandfather on the phone. He just sounds like someone you can trust from the very beginning, a very laid back type persona about him. And it's like, man, I could trust this guy. Just very calming when he talks. Me, I'm a little bit more enthusiastic. I'm passionate about what I do. I get excited when I actually am able to help someone. So it's going to be a little bit more complicated or difficult at times when someone goes, man, this guy's just wired. Well, I'm not always like that, but they can tell that I'm passionate about what I do. They can tell I'm excited about how I get to help them. So whatever your style is, here's some things I think are critical to making sure you don't run into this type of objection. Number one, be confident in who you are. Hello, my name is Chad Owen. I am the host of Safe Money Radio. You're listening to my radio show and you have some questions for me. What can I answer for you? Just from the beginning, they're going to have that image or, hey, this is Chad Owen with ABC Lead Company and host of Safe Money Radio. You went to my website. You requested some information about annuities. What can I answer for you? That's someone that has a confidence from the very beginning that, man, this guy's an expert. He knows what he's talking about. This is why I'm so cautious about sounding like a telemarketer. If you sound like a telemarketer, hey, this is Bob, and how are you doing today? You know, that's what the telemarketer does. That's not what the expert does. The expert comes across confident in who they are. The next is be confident in what you do. I am the host of Safe Money Radio. I am an expert in the industry. I even say something along the lines of, I've been named by multiple organizations as the top 100 agents in the United States. Well, you may not be able to say that, but you absolutely have something like, I'm the local expert for safe money in this area. I've been named this. I've done that. Find something you can state that builds the confidence in who you are and what you do. I am a safe money radio host. I am an annuity expert. I am a safe money expert. I protect people's money. That's confident in what you do. Be confident in what you know. And how that happens is when they ask you questions, oh, you know what? Just send me the information. Oh, which information would you like to know? There's over 200 different companies that sell these type of products. Each company sells 10 to 20 different types. And also there's 9 different types of annuities. So which one would you like? Whoa, I didn't know there was that much. Well, they didn't know that. You know that. They can tell right off the bat you know that because of the way you said it. And now they're going to obviously know that you're an expert in what you're talking about because you know all these different things that they didn't. A lot of times people think there's only one or two different types of annuities, but we have QLACs, we have fixed index, we have variable, we have charitable trust annuities, we have SPIAs, we have deferred annuities, we have hybrid annuities. You know, a lot of these are kind of overlapping, but the reality is, when someone tries to research, they see all these different types of annuities and they're going to go, whoa, I didn't even know there were that many. Well, from the beginning, you're stating that you know this, you are an expert. And then be confident in the fact that we need to meet, we need to find a solution. Many of you have heard me before say, you know what, hey, just send me the book. You know what, just out of curiosity, would you ever call your doctor and say, hey, I just got a lump on my neck, send me brochures on all lumps? No, I need to meet with you. I'm an expert. And you know, whenever you go to the doctor, they always, no matter what, check your blood pressure. They take your vitals. When I meet with you, I'm an expert. We're basically assessing your financial health. And I need to be there to actually meet with you, show you this, go over the product, meet face to face. I share the information with you. I bring the brochures. I bring the illustrations. I bring my safe money kit. And that way you can do your own due diligence. So I'm, once again, this is why we need to meet. I'm confident in that. And you don't have to be a super passionate, outgoing, energetic type person. You can just be confident and have authority in your voice. It's called a command presence. They need to know that you're the expert. And once again, a command presence. My wife's grandmother has a command presence with me. She's a soft-spoken lady, but man, when she speaks, I remember this one time Grandpa told me to trim the bushes. I went to trim the bushes and Grandma comes out, why'd you trim the bushes? I like those flowers. And I felt like cowering in a little corner. And this lady is 5 foot nothing, maybe 110 10 pounds. I don't know. She's like the smallest little thing. But man, when she spoke, she had authority in her voice, and I knew I did something wrong. And of course, the first thing I did is Grandpa asked me to do it. So that got me off the hook a little bit, but you need to have a command presence in your voice. And then of course, this is very, very, very important. Be confident, and you are the one to help them find the best product and the best solution. So somebody comes out there and you say, you know what, hey, I have $300,000. Because I always, as you guys know, I'm saying it, how much do you have in qualified funds? How much do you have in non-qualified funds? How much do you have in emergency funds and savings? That's great. No problem. Oh yeah, you got 50,000. That's perfect. You have at least the minimum required in emergency funds and savings. So you know what? I know I can help you. I am an expert in this field. I can find hopefully a solution. And I will say hopefully there, because I also want them to know that it's not me that's going to determine if they can retire or not. It's their actual financial situation. I am an expert in what I can do. I can help them find the best solution. But the reality, we all know, sometimes we get out there and no matter what, they require too much to live off of. They don't have enough money. They have too much debt. They're planning on retiring too much early, so they haven't prepared for that. Or they don't have health insurance to cover them because they want to retire at 62 instead of 65. I mean, those are all situations that come up that no matter how good you are, we can't change the last 30 years and how much they've saved. But with what they have, I know out of anybody you can meet with, and I'll say this, out of anybody in the state of Texas and probably even a bigger area, I am the expert in this area and I can help you. Now, once again, if you're newer to the industry, you're not necessarily going to be able to say that. But you know what? If you've studied, you've done your due diligence, you know these products well, you can have a confidence in your voice. I don't care if you've been doing this. I mean, I got started in the life insurance business and I was an expert in my product within the first 2 months. And I could tell you without any doubt that I could find the best product for you based off of their situation. I could find you the best UL, the best IUL, the best term, the best term with return of premium. I could find you the best product because I studied and I knew the different companies. I knew the different products. I knew what my competition was selling. So when we portray that image or that persona on the phone. Now, once again, you cannot portray an image on the phone confidently unless you really do know your product. And that's what a lot of people actually pick up is when you, you don't know what you're saying, you stall. And that's why it's important when you're having that conversation, you limit those ums, you limit those ands, you know, you got to say what you're saying with confidence and authority. That way they know you're the expert, and then they'll meet with you anywhere you want to meet, because they're going, this guy's an expert. Now, once again, if you're a radio host, we already have a major advantage because they're already perceiving as a celebrity. Now, we all know from history that just because you're on the radio doesn't mean you're an expert, doesn't mean you're honest, doesn't mean you have integrity. But in our industry, with our particular BGAs that we use, they are very careful about making sure that we are good at what we do and we're not going to misrepresent the product. They're going to make sure that we're honest and ethical, which we should be anyway. So when you have that core value, you can get on the phone and be confident, and it generally will not be a problem about where you meet. So I hope this helps you guys. Please keep the questions coming. Just send it to your marketer. Email me at chad@retirementrealize.com. That's realized with a D. So chad@retirementrealize.com. And I'll be happy to do an entire podcast based off of your question. This was a great one. I appreciate just asking this because you know what? Generally, if you have a question, don't be embarrassed to ask it, because 99% of the time, everybody else is going to have a question just like this. And this has been a question that many people have asked about, hey, where do you meet? That's a normal thing. What happens if they don't want to meet at a home? That's a normal question. So I appreciate this question that our agent sent to us, and I hope this helped you. You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you later. This is Chad Owen, the Annuity Sales Coach. If you have enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out the Retirement Realize Agents Academy. We have helped agents double their business through the systems and strategies that we have in place. As a member, you will have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me, where I can diagnose your business and help you come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. If you're waiting to wake up one morning and magically have all the answers, you better get comfy because that day is never coming. You have to make it happen, day in and day out. Visit our website at www.retirementrealize.com and enroll in our coaching program today.